Hi, Ocean View. This is not a normal Holy Week. Probably about a month before we were sequestered to our own homes, I was working on what we would do for Holy Week. Actually, it probably started long before that, but I was trying to figure out what kind of experience we were going to have this year for Maundy Thursday. What were we going to do? What were we going to emphasize? Was it the meal with last meal of Jesus? Was it going to be hand washing or whatever? I was trying to figure that out. And then Good Friday, what tenebrae service did I want to bring old back or find a new one? So I was doing all that, those preparations. And then, of course, everything went wonky on us. And now I'm preaching to an empty congregation and putting all the information out of you. And I was thinking, so how do I do communion? How do I do a hand washing, foot washing? I was like, how do I do Maundy Thursday? And then a little over a week ago, I got a communique from the conference saying there's a webinar about Holy Week liturgy. And since I was a little stymied, especially on the Maundy Thursday one, I went on and did the webinar. And lo and behold, Bishop Hope was a part of that. So I guess she really wants us to know this stuff. So anyway, so basically what they emphasize is that this is not normal. These are not normal times. So why do we treat this as if it's normal? It is the abnormal Holy Week. And so what they have offered to us is liturgies for Thursday and Friday. And I'm opting for the liturgy that they're giving us for Maundy Thursday. I have it before me. It's a printed liturgy that you can do in your own home. It has all the parts of it. It tells you how to set your table. It's actually done around a meal at the end of the day. There's a confession and pardon. There's some singing you can do if you want to. And there's scripture, and then there's feasting together, and then there's the stripping of the table to prepare for Good Friday. It's a beautiful service. The liturgy is beautiful. And they're actually emphasizing connection in this. So instead of doing this alone, you could do FaceTime with your neighbor, or you could just do a speakerphone. Just call somebody and put it on speaker, and you can do some of the prayers together and pause it while you eat and come back. So there's ways that you can do this not alone, or you can do it with whoever is in your house. I love the service, and frankly, we're using that. So Thursday morning, you will be able to download this liturgy, and you can print it out, and you can see what you need to have around your house, gather things together to make that service in the evening, around your dinner table, around your dinner, something meaningful. So you'll be finding that on Thursday morning, and you can do it whenever you want during the day. But usually, typically, it's done in the evening. So that's what we're doing for Maundy Thursday. For Good Friday, Rick and I have recorded a Good Friday tenebrae. And what we're doing is we're acting like you're right there with us. You will have a bulletin to download, and you'll be able to follow along and pray with us when it's time to pray. You will know when to respond. And in the midst of the tenebrae, and before it, we have Greg playing Via Dolorosa, and we have Rick Miller is actually singing a most beautiful song at the end. But it's a little more interactive. If you want to, you could set up 7 candles, and you could, as we read the 7 last words of Jesus and do our meditation, you can extinguish candles as we do. So it can be done in your home, a little more interactive. So that'll take care of Maundy Thursday and Good Friday. And Sunday, this is where the bishop comes in. She said, and actually even talking to Greg about this, anything we do will fall short of what we normally do for Easter. Easter for us is a packed house with overloaded with flowers, and flowers on that beautiful screened cross. And then we have the big anthems from the choir. And you know what? It's not going to be that. It would be me preaching and maybe a song. So instead of that, the bishop has encouraged the whole conference to do worship together. I find this very exciting. So on Sunday morning, you can click in and live stream a real live service with Bishop Hope preaching. She's an amazing preacher and has such empathy and an understanding of the word. And this bishop that's so amazing is retiring July 1st. So it's probably the last time I will ever get to hear her preach, if we ever have an annual conference again, and who knows about that. So there's 2 services, 9 and 11. You'll be given the where you need to push the button on Saturday, so you will be ready for both of those services. Now, if you're worried about this live streaming, it's not going to be any more complicated than pushing one of the buttons that you do to hear me. It's just going to go to a live stream instead. Instead of me, you're going to go to the service. You'll be able to hear it, see it, and be part of it. People will be participating all over the conference, so I think it'll be pretty exciting. So in this time of such aloneness, such brokenness potentially, that's we've emphasizing the breaking of the church, to come together and praise God together and say he is risen indeed as a conference with Bishop Hope leading the service. I hope to meet you all there. Now, you're going to need to pay attention to your emails and the website. Either way, it's going to be both on there. Thursday, you're going to get something to download. Friday, you're going to get something to download and the bulletin to participate. And on Saturday, we will give you the link for the live stream that's going to happen on Sunday. Now, don't think that I have given up my right to do my last Easter sermon. I will do that the following Sunday. So, because I want to preach on this too. But right now, I think the best thing we can do is push that button together at 9 or 11 o'clock and have worship with the bishop and praise God together. So this is going to be a little different. It's not normal. So let's not act like it is. And let's take an advantage of the fact that we can do something different and more of us can participate this year, perhaps, because we're all together in our homes and we have the resources to do something extraordinary together. To mark the time of Jesus as he goes from that Last Supper all the way to the betrayal, all the way to his last breath, and rise together to see the empty tomb on Easter Sunday. So I hope that gives you all the information. If you need any more information, you can call me at 802-578-0178. And if I can help you, I will. Except for the technology, at which time I'll connect you with the right people for the right answers. So anyway, I hope to see you on Good Friday, and then I will see you next week. Blessings to you on this Holy Week, and I'm glad I'm going to be able to say alongside with you, he is risen indeed. Blessings to you all.